I know everyone has memories of cracking open some wonderful pistachios. I used to always throw a bag of the classic roasted, salted, wonderful pistachios in the cart when I was grocery shopping growing up. And I remember always having a bowl going in the kitchen while cracking them open. Roasted Salted is still my classic, but recently I've been trying all the flavors, and I must say, even though I love in-shell pistachios for the activity of cracking them open, Wonderful Pistachios, no shell, salt and vinegar might just be my new favorite.
Wonderful Pistachios is one of the highest protein nuts. There's 6 grams of protein per 1 ounce serving. That's packing a protein punch. Chili roasted, honey roasted, sea salt and pepper, jalapeno lime. There are so many flavors to try out, and Wonderful Pistachios has become one of my favorite snacks recently. I need my snacks to be a good source of protein, and I love when I can eat snacks with my hands. It's easy, it's fun. What more can you ask for?
I also really like using the no-shell pistachios from Wonderful Pistachios to put on salads or rice bowls. Spring and summer salads are going to be so good. I can't wait to add the jalapeno lime ones to a fresh salad, and I've been using the chili roasted flavor on top of rice bowls recently. Visit wonderfulpistachios.com to learn more and find out where you can get Wonderful Pistachios near you. The weather is getting warmer here in Boston, finally, and I'm sure wherever you are in the world, you guys experience the same thing. The second the sun comes out, the second it gets warm, everyone says goodbye to jackets and sweaters and starts wearing spring and summer fits for the rest of time. I don't care if it gets rainy. I don't care if it gets colder again. I'm in spring and summer fits because I'm standing in my power. And I wanted to update my wardrobe for the long haul this year because it just felt fitting with a new era. And obviously, I want high quality pieces, but I don't want to spend a fortune. Luckily, I found Quince, and now I have a lineup of timeless pieces that keep me looking effortlessly chic year after year. Because these are high quality pieces, they're staying in my wardrobe. The best part is that all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands, and they even show you on the website how much you're saving, which is awesome. Quince partners directly with top factories, cutting out the costs of the middleman and passes those savings on to us. I recently got a really, really nice linen set of like pants and a short sleeve button up, both in white linen, which is awesome. And I know they're going to be my staple all spring and all summer. So get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/goals for free shipping on your order and 365 day returns. Quince.com/goals to get free shipping and 365 day returns. Quince.com/goals.
What's up, everyone? Welcome back to Girls with Goals with your hosts, Anne Catherine
and Caroline. And we're going to talk about self-love versus self-care, or maybe versus, but also just the two concepts in general, how we feel about them.
Because they are different concepts. And I feel positive about one and negative about another.
And I feel a little bit more neutral, but just am curious about the concepts themselves and how they intertwine and how they don't.
Is your sweatshirt on inside?
And what's good and what's bad. Yeah, it is.
Oh, I thought it was a new style. I couldn't quite figure it out.
No, it's inside out. So yeah, that's what we're going to do today. And this is honestly an episode that like I've just kind of been thinking about for so long. I think I made an Instagram post about it like 2 years ago, like in the very beginnings.
I can see the graphic in my head.
There would be a
tell me that was, sorry, I just struck a pose. And tell me that wasn't the, like, of the pose on the graphic of a little, like, cartoon person.
In a please, she's doing it so funny.
I wish you could see it. It's like, picture the disco man dancing emoji, but cartoonized.
I really like to do, like, swipes to quotes and stuff like that on some of my posts. In the past year, probably, I have been doing that through like just like Pinterest and other people's designs of quotes. But in the very beginning, you know, I was like, I want to be original. I want this to be my own thing. So like I used my Canva membership and I made some myself, and they were a little bit cheesy.
We're twins. Some of us got the artistic genes. Some of us didn't quite.
All right. Do you have a high for the week?
My high? Yes. I probably had others, but yesterday I was in Trader Joe's. Let me preface. Post-gym, I showered at the gym, changed. I am, like, wet. It's cold out. It was raining on my whole walk to Trader Joe's. I'm probably looking a little nursed, a little down in the dumps. Energy was high, though, so no worries there. Walking through Trader Joe's, if you've ever been to the Trader Joe's on Boylston Street in Boston, you know it's pretty much the size of
a Q-tip.
Half of a sidewalk, and you've got to pack everyone in there. So I'm walking past the produce. Someone goes, "Are you Girls with Goals?" And I was like, "Yes. Hi." And I was talking to her.
Did you have your hoodie on?
What? No, I didn't.
Oh.
But I thought it was so cute that she said girls with goals. Anyway, that is Emma. Cute. Oh, she's also, I didn't tell you this. She's a twin. She
really?
She's a twin too. Yeah, she's in grad school.
They were both together? Oh,
that's... No, it was just her.
Oh, but she lives with her.
Yeah.
Oh, that's so nice.
Anyway, had fun meeting you. And I always meet people when I'm like not in my prime.
Always as if it happens daily. Always. No, I mean, it does happen sometimes though. And like, we're very appreciative when it does.
Oh, I love meeting you guys. So cool. It's so exciting.
That is a nice high of the week.
I held up the line in Trader Joe's.
When we were thinking about our highs and lows, we didn't even acknowledge that this was the first week of merch.
Oh, that's why I said I probably had others. I did. Yeah, the past week has been merch week, and that was super exciting to make it exist and for you guys to get closer to having it and being able to twin with us.
Exactly.
And wear the merch.
Yeah. And for a lot of you guys letting us know when you ordered so that we could talk to you guys about it too.
I also, exciting. This is my favorite thing. So obviously you guys like things and comment on things and DM us. You start to see people's stories. Even if we haven't interacted, like, I
know your names.
I know your Instagram handles. Like, I know probably the colors of your profile picture. Like, it's ingrained in my head. So I always get so excited when I see people I know of.
Yeah, when we saw names of orders coming in, we were like, oh, her.
And that was cool. So excited.
That was really cool. But we are still going to have the link to merch in
the
show notes of this episode. What we're doing, because it was made to order, is we're going to over order a little bit so that we can keep some stock for you guys so that it wasn't just like one and done. We wanted to be able to keep a bit of stock just to have it rolling for you guys so that if you ever do want to get your hands on the Impress Yourself collection, you can do that.
But definitely if you want it for the holidays, order now, order soon.
Highs. So my high, other than that I thought of, was this morning I submit a book report early. And that was just exciting because I felt like I was like definitely on top of my finals work, because tomorrow is going to be a pretty busy day for me with like projects that I'm finishing. And so I had this book report and I just didn't procrastinate it. And I started it a few days early and I had a few days to like put time into it and feel like I did a really good job. And I mean, look, you never know, because I feel like sometimes professors like just grade when they grade and you don't know, but I feel like I did a good job on it and I'm pretty proud of the work that I did. And I wrote it on the mountain as you. So everyone who actually listens to most of our episodes will know that the mountain is you, is a recurring theme, because I was reading the book since summers. Oh, they got a Christmas tree.
Our parents just sent this picture. They got a Christmas tree and it's a picture of our dog staring at it. He's so cute.
Oh.
Stan.
Oh, he's so intrigued. He's like, what's that?
I got a little one. The star is almost bigger than the tree. That's honestly a good spot for it.
Yeah.
I don't think we've ever put the tree in that spot. Anyway, wow. Our dad, absolutely love him. He's so funny. He says slay, like he's been saying it. You know how the word slay went out of style and then back into style? Not for him.
Like years ago. Like years when we were in like middle school.
Since middle school, he's been saying slay. And he just found out how to send like gifts of slay. So he's been on this rampage and he asked us for a picture of ourselves today. So I sent a picture of us. Go, what do you need a picture of us for? Just out of curiosity. And he goes, posting on my new podcast Instagram page.
And then slay.
Anyway, that got me thinking. He should come on an episode. I feel like he would.
I want both of our parents to, honestly. That should be a Christmas break activity.
I think mom would get stage fright. But dad would be like, he would either be really serious, like it was a board meeting.
He would be goofy.
Or he would be so goofy.
He would get so goofy. Was that almost your goal of the week? Go for a run with dad when he's in Boston?
Yeah, I did go for a run the other day. And it was the day Spotify Wrapped came out, which, side note, another high of the week. Absolute slay.
You guys crushed it on Spotify Wrapped this year.
Because last year, it was, I think we'd only been out for maybe like 5 months, the podcast had. So it,
we didn't have it a full definitely year's
like,
worth.
It was so cool. It was so cool. But to see now like a full year's worth of stats is super dope. And it's just like insane.
It made sometimes me cry. Like, it was like a moment of gratitude. Well, I was definitely tearing up. Because
sometimes you're like, oh, this is, I mean, we speak into the mic and I know you're on the other end listening. But sometimes you get in your head and you're like, what if no one is?
It's a thing that at sometimes you can feel like so supported and so not alone and so connected with people. But then in some moments, like you do feel right. quite alone.
Moments like the Spotify Wrapped though, you're like, oh my God. Oh my God. No, I know it was overwhelming. Every single one of you.
For sure.
It's so cool.
Yeah. But I had a thought then, which I think is kind of applicable to a lot of things and a lot of things that like we all go through. is I have so many days, so many weeks, so many months where I feel like what I'm doing is not very successful, or I'm not doing enough, or you know what I mean? Like, not good vibes in the moment. You look at something over the course of a whole year and it's actually crazy. Yeah. So it's kind of like a don't,
it's because
it's kind of like a don't sweat the small stuff, or like just push through, or like look at things from a bigger scale, because there are always going to be bad days and weeks and times. But looking at something at like a bird's eye view like that, or over the course of a time, how much you can accomplish is crazy.
I will never stop saying this. One, the ratio rule. You guys have heard me explain this so many times, but you can do everything you want to do if you think long term. Ratio rule, you can do everything you want to do if you just expand your time frame a little bit. Because in a day, yeah, you're not going to do absolutely everything to the fullest extent, but in a week, maybe you have a day where you grind to get all your work done, and then you have a day where you spend a lot of focus on grocery shopping and cleaning, getting your life in order, and maybe you have a day where you spend a lot of time and energy on social life. In a week, you did everything you wanted to put energy into, and you did it well. But if you try to do everything well in just one day, it wouldn't be so successful. But if you give yourself more time and space, it absolutely will be. So same thing. And also, one my other like nitpicky thing with that is I think social media, or just the current pressure and vibe of how we live our lives, makes it seem like there is a time pressure on everything. Like we have to complete things right now or yesterday, and you don't have the time or space to do it. Because if you give yourself the time or space and you say, oh, I'm gonna do this in a year, then I just feel like there's no room for that in today's like culture. But that's how life works. You have your whole life ahead of you, your whole life to work with, to do things with. So don't feel the pressure to like do things or have things done right now, because you don't have to rush things. And if by not rushing things, you'll be able to accomplish more and accomplish it better. So same vibe with all that.
It is so true that you have a whole life. And that thought, I think, is better when you look at it not to like put off doing things now. That's not what it is, but it almost encourages you to do more things now, because you know that if things fail, it's not a failure. It's just a step along the way. You have your whole life.
Right. It helps you take the pressure off.
Or if you do something now and you decide you don't want to do it for the rest of your life, perfect. You don't have to. Like when you look at it that way, it takes the pressure off for sure, actually, to think like you have a whole life to live. You might as well use it and try as many things as you want to try. Do you have a low?
Oh, my lows today, I think I said, or just kind of, I don't know, the last few days in general, I just haven't been good at doing things. I spent a lot of time on my phone, which is not enjoyable. One thing I've been, like, wasting so much time on TikTok, and it's like, I don't even like the videos that are on my For You page. I want either things that are super funny, like make it like Vine, and a mix of like fitness and lifestyle content. But that's not the stuff that shows up on my TikTok, and that's so irritating. So, but anyway, why am I scrolling for way, way too long? And by way too long, I'm talking about way too long. I left the house for the first time at like 3 today. What time is it right now? 4. Probably 3. Maybe 2:30. I had to go to the grocery store. And it was good to get outside. But I feel like there's been a lot of stimuli in my head recently, but also nothing of value. Does that make sense? So that's my low.
My low is, I think, my entire life, and I don't know if it's just because
whoa.
No. My low is not my entire life. Wait, backtrack. My
I just low. Didn't know what was coming no.
I think a little bit because I'm just a little bit exhausted, but also a little bit because of like the change in season and the like. The daylight ending at like 5 p.m. I feel like my entire life is shifted in timing. Like I'm getting ready for bed and tired at like 5 p.m.
It's weird how this, like you've been living in New England for most of your life, minus maybe like
4 years of Hong
five
Kong.
5 years.
5 years-ish.
Singapore. Five winters. But why is it so surprising every time? I'm like, this is inhumane. This is inhumane. And then I continue to live here.
Yeah.
But it is inhumane. It's quite rude, if we're being honest. Extremely. Wait, didn't we already have the shortest day of the year? When's the, like, winter solstice? Is that what it is?
I think we did.
If that was so wrong, ignore that. One of the things I'm like most confident about, most proud of, is the fact that I know the phases of the moon.
Whoa.
It's crazy. One time I was walking and I was like, oh, that's a waxing gibbous. And then someone was like, what the fuck?
That's when it's coming on. And then waning is coming
off. Yeah, because Lil Wayne is on the left with the L.
Wax on. Then it wanes off.
Is that how you learned it?
Well, no, I don't know. Like, wane just means to, like, decrease, kind of. Like
wane. Well, Lil Wayne. Such an L.
So it goes on the left. So it's going backwards.
So when it's waning, it's on the left. Anyway, and then someone's like, what the fuck did you just say? And I was like, no, it's literally a waxing gibbous. And then, so we looked it up and it was a waxing gibbous. And it was honestly crazy.
Wow.
Anyway, I love that.
So I would say that my goal for the week is I have 2 projects to submit. And then from there, I'm going home for Christmas break. And so that's my goal. I want to see a couple people and feel like I did my thing this semester. I want to submit my last couple projects, and I want to get out of here.
We went to Pho yesterday with 2 of our friends who we haven't seen in maybe like a month. And so I'm thinking, but within the first 5 minutes, we were starting to talk about how no one does anything, but out of choice. Like, we would much rather not be
wildly
social, or like, we're all just very independent. And it came up, and we're like,
but sometimes it gets lonely.
What's the line between independence and loneliness? And it was so funny. Because I don't think we've ever talked about that with each other before.
Yeah. And then someone was like, well, it's independent until one night it just hits you.
It goes so well until one night when it's all on the floor.
Yeah. And I would say that was like a couple days ago for me.
You're golden.
Yeah, that was funny.
And which is true.
Yeah, it is so true. Which is true.
Honestly, I was thinking about this. I kind of don't like the weekends. In college, I don't like the weekends because I don't like... this is really funny. I've been waiting for the time to say this.
What?
Do you remember when we were doing Brittany Lupton's podcast? She was on ours and something came up about... And I was like, I would much rather like go to the grocery store on a Friday night than go out. And she was like, what? And then I got embarrassed that I said that. So I said, no, like, I didn't mean that. And I think about that all the time because I would so much rather go to the grocery store.
Like, well, it's situational. I would much rather consistently go to the grocery store than consistently go out. But a fun night out is really fun. Yeah.
But be honest.
It's less consistently fun than the grocery store is.
And maybe I think I am more like volatile with that because I will be sitting like be there. And I'm like, what? You're all standing around making fake conversation to make it seem like you're having a conversation because you don't want anyone to think that you're there and like not friends with people near you and that blah. Oh my god. And sometimes I just look around and I'm like, what is this?
So how about next week we do an episode on living differently than other people?
Yeah, I've been waiting to do that because it popped up once, but I was like, this is too soon because then they'll know it's about them.
Really?
Yeah, I know.
Let's do that next week. So make sure you're following the podcast wherever you listen, Spotify, Apple, you can follow, and then it'll just pop up on your Spotify or Apple every week so that you know there's a new episode. You can see what it is. You can decide if you want to listen. Hopefully you do.
I love that.
But if you want to talk about that, if you want to talk about like living differently than other people, like, you know, if you have different perspectives on things and you kind of have a different lifestyle than other people a little bit, like, I just think that's a cool thing to talk about.
Oh, so. I wish that was our episode right now because I could.
Well, it's gonna be so next week, and we can record it even tomorrow if you want.
Okay. I don't like weekends because in college because I want to be. I don't want to be going out. I last night, Saturday night, cleaned the apartment, read a little bit, watched an episode of TV, took some magnesium, went to sleep. 10 p.m. went to sleep. Absolutely loved it. Last weekend, I was in my room, which is right off the kitchen. I was like eating a CBD lollipop reading as my friends were like walking out the door and they were like, you look so comfortable. And I was like, I am. I'm having so much fun. But you guys have fun out and then I'll talk to you in the morning.
I think there's also an aspect of like you don't necessarily have the stamina for it anymore towards the end of the semester like this. Like, I think you and I are the type where, in general, I think we're less interested in consistently going out than other people are, but we still like to be social and do that. But I think at this point in the semester, it also is like
going out is not social.
So let's talk about self-love and self-care, because I think that they're often grouped together when they are separate things, but it's honestly interesting, and I don't necessarily have a definite answer for these things. I more so just like think it's really interesting of a topic to talk through, and I also think that we all can have our own definitions of what self-care and self-love are, and like what the actions are for us, what they mean for us, but they're very intertwined, but they're not the same. And the biggest ways that I see like how the two things are different is I think self-care is actions, where self-love is like a mindset and a deep belief. So self-care actions typically in the way that we view self-care.
Wait, I would go further and say okay. It's surface level actions.
But it doesn't have to be. What I'm saying is I think that the way we typically see self-care is like more momentary sources of happiness, often like soft things. In reality, it doesn't have to be that. And in reality, I don't think that's actually what it is, but I think that that's how it's portrayed. And so that's how like a lot of us see self-care.
I kind of don't like it. Not because I don't like the reasonings for self-care, but I don't like the term and like the vibe of the term.
Or traditionally how it is.
Yeah. Sure. Like the basic like bath bomb, buy yourself a coffee, get a pastry.
Those are some of your favorite things to do.
Yeah, I know. But I wouldn't do it in the name of self-care. I do it in the name of I'm doing this because okay, I want sure. to. Not I wouldn't be like self-care.
It is, though.
But I wouldn't do it in the name of self-care because it's not... I'm just doing that because that's just a part of how I like to live my life. Like, if I want to, like, get a cookie, you better know I'm going to get a cookie.
Yeah.
When I'm out. If I want to buy flowers at the grocery store, that's just what I'm going to do. Not in the name of self-care, but just because I want to. And it has the same effect, I guess, but it... I don't know. I don't like having the term self-care because
maybe because like it separates it. Whoa.
It separates. The same thing with like higher version of yourself. It gives the same energy, the same like fake, not substantial energy. I don't care. I'm going to do it because I want to. Yes, doing it in the name of self-care is because you want to and you want to like do that for yourself.
Yeah.
But it's a different, I don't like
the But I think that you're saying that if you look at everything that you do as this is self-care, yeah. It kind of puts it in a different category of rather than like
it puts this, it
is,
in a
this is just what I do when I'm deserving of doing no matter what, not just
right.
when I need self-care.
It puts
self-care.
It in a category. It doesn't need to be in a category because when you put it in a category and label it as self-care, something separate from
maybe because self-care sometimes
do,
feels like it needs to be justified.
Yeah, because self-care, I don't know, it just makes it negative and it pushes you further from that action and honestly it leaves you feeling more negative after.
It could. But again, that's why I think it's interesting that like we can all have our own experience with it and definition of it.
Right.
Because for some people, labeling something as self-care like might become like a very positive category for them, right? It can like definitely affect people or like people can look at it differently for sure.
I'm not saying in the moment it's a negative thing, but I feel like after the longer you think about it, it's like self-care. And obviously this isn't for everyone, but if you understand and agree with this, then that's cool. But in then doing something in the name of self-care, always labeling something as self-care in order to do it. So again, the justification. And maybe the like guilt comes with that or whatever. It's just, I feel like a lot of negative emotions are coupled with things like self-care or the small quick fixes when they don't need to be. And that's my issue with it, is that they don't need to be.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if I'm at Trader Joe's, I will be spending $3.99 on a thing of flowers if our current flowers are dead.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's just what I do. That's just what I want to do. And sure, it invokes positive emotions because it's fun and exciting and it rejuvenates the space and blah, 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 blah. But if I did it in the name of self-care, then I might feel like, oh, I need to do this, or this is the driving force of momentary happiness, blah, 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 blah. And it separates you from that when, in my mind, taking the label away takes the separation away.
Mm.
And it just is, and then your whole neutral is kind of elevated.
That's really interesting. I think where I see the potential downfall of self-care is a bit more in the fact that I think the way that we traditionally see it is only in soft things and soft actions, when in reality, like, things that are caring for yourself are not always the easy things and not always just those soft things. But I think to kind of unlock those other actions and being able to do those takes the self-love. And so this is where I think they kind of begin to intertwine. Self-love is the mindset part. So self-care is like the action, self-love is the mindset. And I would define it as like an unconditional self-acceptance, but also self-belief.
Do you want to learn a new language? Maybe for an upcoming trip, maybe to better connect with friends who speak other languages, maybe you just want a new skill. Rosetta Stone is going to help get you there. When talking about Rosetta Stone, I always think about when we were maybe 5 years old and our dad started traveling to China for work. He used Rosetta Stone for Mandarin, and obviously Caroline and I would use it too, especially when we found out that we were going to move to Asia. That is such a core memory for me, and I can so vividly remember speaking into the computer, listening to the audio and like matching it so vividly. And the best thing about Rosetta Stone is that Rosetta Stone offers a lifetime membership. So you can buy the program now and get forever access to all the lessons, all the languages, forever. So I've been using this lifetime membership to pick back up my Mandarin, and let me tell you, Rosetta Stone is incredible. The way that it is so immersive has me back to being confident in my Mandarin so quickly, and you can even start from scratch. Of course, they have 25 languages to learn, and it's immersive. You learn it naturally, and you should definitely check it out. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, Girls with Goals listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/today. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/today.
When you have big goals and a busy schedule, like all Girls with Goals listeners do, because that is exactly why we are here, it can be so difficult to actually find time for wellness. Even though it's a core value for all of us, small wellness habits can easily be buried by everything we have going on. This is why we have Fleur Marché. Fleur Marché delivers simple, quality, affordable wellness solutions for life's daily challenges. It's founded by women and inspired by the female dreamers, hustlers, and activists on the front lines of change, and their mission is to help you feel 100% every single day with fun and easy-to-understand plant-powered wellness products. Caroline and I have both been using the Fleur Marché Botanical Wellness Patches and have really, really enjoyed them because they're so easy and honestly so cool. They're different than a lot of the products I've used in the past for sleep, relaxation, focus, and relief, which are just some of the patches that Fleur Marché offers. Because they're both effective and fun, I think that's why I've been more intentional about this wellness habit with Fleur Marché, because I actually enjoy using the patches. So go check out all the patches and all the products that Fleur Marché has for you and try them for yourself. Find your new wellness essentials at fleurmarché.com and get special discount just for our listeners. Get 20% off your first order site-wide with the promo code GOALS at checkout. Go to fleurmarché.com and use code GOALS for 20% off your first order. If you're in college or high school and are looking to build your credit up, then the Ambition Card by College Ave is for you. This is a card that helps you safely build a positive credit history while you are in college.
We talk a lot about financial literacy and making sound financial decisions. Cue literally every conversation we've had on dupes and making smart finance decisions ever. And building a solid credit history helps so much, especially when you can get ahead while you're in college.
The Ambition Card helps you prepare for post-grad living with no late fees, no interest charges, and no credit check to qualify. Making payments on time will help positively impact and build your credit score.
The Ambition Card is specifically designed to help you, not hurt you, and you may not realize how important building a positive credit history while in college is right now, but I promise once you've graduated and are looking into renting your own apartment, opening a new credit card, starting a business, asking for a loan for anything, car insurance, getting a new car, your credit history sticks with you and has the opportunity to get you good deals and loans in the future if it's good, which is why I think this Ambition Card is such an amazing opportunity to get ahead of building your credit and start strong.
It's easy to get started. You can transfer money to your account and even set your own spending limit too. You've got money goals and the Ambition Card will help get you there. Check it out at ambitioncard.com. The Ambition Card is issued by Evolve Bank and Trust, member FDIC. Results may vary. Credit history is impacted by a number of factors.
Hey, y'all. Darius Rucker here. You know, a lot of people ask me, what inspires your music? And one of the big things is a strong sense of place. That's why I love my home state of South Carolina and want to share the awesome things it has to offer. From the beautiful mountains down to the sunny coast, it's got it all. Not to mention two of my personal favorites, great golf and amazing food. Come see why I love this place. Visit discoversouthcarolina.com.
Like, self-accept, and it's so strange because I think so many things kind of contradict themselves. Like, self-belief in the sense that, like, you believe in yourself, that you can achieve anything and you can do anything. Because really, who's to tell you that you're not? Like, if you're questioning that at all, like, you have just as much power inside of you as, like, everyone else does. There's no reason that you can't have that belief in yourself and that you don't deserve the absolute best. At the same time, having unconditional self-acceptance. Those two, I feel like, can kind of contradict a little bit because it's like, okay, what if I want the absolute best for myself, but I don't think that's what I have right now? How can I still have unconditional self-acceptance right now? But you can, because it's finding that balance of you want to be happy in this moment, and to do that, you have to be accepting of what is in this moment as to not create resistance around it and stress around it. But that doesn't mean that you can't be striving for other things at the same time and be believing in your abilities to do other things and have other things. Because like we said, you have this whole entire life. You're not meant to stay in the same place. You can accept and enjoy every place that you're at while also always like working towards another thing or believing in yourself to be able to have another thing. So that is kind of the mindset of self-love. And I think actions driven by self-love can often be like those harder things that aren't just like your bath bomb and you're buying yourself a flower. It can be
maybe not harder, but like more substantial.
Yeah, but also sometimes things that are harder, like, because sometimes the self-love means like actually working towards something and like putting in work that isn't necessarily just that band-aid. I think without effort, self-love involved, just self-care is a band-aid. But when you have self-care actions that are driven by self-love, that means that there's a broader range of them and it's not necessarily just those soft things. That's when I think it's super powerful. I think it's the self-care, like without the deep down self-love, that are just the fluffy band-aid things.
I want to say, I just started thinking about this as you were talking, but self-love isn't like, it doesn't have to be every day you're like, oh my God, I'm obsessed with myself. I'm the best person ever, blah, blah, blah. It doesn't have to be extreme. It doesn't have to be overwhelming. It doesn't have to be like so aggressive that you don't know where to put it. Like, it doesn't have to be that. If you're just feeling neutral, if you're just feeling the absence of self-hate,
yeah,
that's self-love. I feel like there's, it doesn't have to be, and sometimes if you catch yourself, maybe in the beginning, if you go from self-hate to, like, a radical self-love, and then you kind of taper it down to, like, a neutral or, you know, more consistent level of self-love, it might feel like you've lost that self-love, but you haven't.
Mm-hmm.
It's still self-love. It's just not overwhelming.
Yeah.
It's a more stable form, which is great. That's where you want to end up eventually. And you can always have those pockets of more radical feelings, but as long as the neutral is in the self-love side of things and not spilling into the self-hate side of things, that's self-love. It doesn't have to be insane. It doesn't have to be conscious, even. Because I would say I'm not conscious of the fact that I love myself, but I do.
Yeah.
It's not overwhelming. It's not, like, outpouring.
Yeah. But and it can look different in different phases, too. I think that a big piece of it is like self-understanding, really. Like, just like, I think a huge piece of achieving self-love, or what self-love really is being in alignment with yourself. It's really easy to almost feel like there are like two different pieces of you. And this is kind of what Catherine was referring to before with like the highest version of yourself, of thinking that the highest version of yourself isn't you now, it's separating you. But a big piece of self-love is aligning the self that is doing all the things that you want to do, and then the actual self that you're living in right now that is like taking the actions. How do you bring those two together? Or the self that has like the self-talk in your head and the self that is taking the actions. Like it's mental, very physical, easy.
Internal, yeah. External.
Yeah. It's like very easy for those two to feel really separate. Mm-hmm. And so I think a big key to
but I think anything is you can definitely understand those. Them separately. You can understand them separately. You can think about them separately. But as long as you know and can always pull back to that kind of zoomed out lens, a little bird's eye view moment, and understand that really it's all, it makes up one. It is one.
Yeah.
You need to understand it, like, foundationally before you start separating things. Yeah.
But you know how sometimes if you're, like, super stressed out or, like, you're worried about something or you're feeling, I don't know, in some sort of way, you can almost feel, like, unconscious to your own self a little bit. Like, almost like you're just, like, going through the motions. Yeah, like, you're zoned out from yourself. Zoning back into yourself is a key step. Like, bringing those things into alignment. If that phrasing makes it, like, more understandable, like, zoning back in. But I think that, like, within Catherine's point being that, like, self-love doesn't have to be absolutely gushing over yourself. I think it is almost living, like, in alignment with yourself. Not creating more resistance within yourself. Like actually taking actions to do the things that you want to do and believing that you can and believing that you deserve those things. That's how I see it a little bit more than, like, gushing over yourself, I guess. And I also think that self-love has this fine line of believing that you don't need to change, but also knowing that you can, out of knowing that you deserve the absolute best, you know? It's weird, the pressure to always be changing just to change, but then also the movement of, like, you don't have to change, loving where you are now.
Before we started recording the episode, we were talking about the idea of you don't need to change, because that was a big topic, like, almost maybe a year ago. Maybe last, like, February, March, is when we put an episode out about you don't need to change. And the whole idea of that, it's not be stagnant. It's not pushing you to be stagnant, but it's pushing you to take the pressure to change away. To take the, like, guilt or inability to sit with your changes and experience your changes after you've made them. It's not saying don't change, force yourself to stay in the same place, do nothing. It's saying move with your evolutions naturally. Don't feel like you always need to be searching for things to change, because things will come up as they're supposed to, as you're supposed to evolve. And I don't think they're, you know, complete changes of yourself. I just think it's how you morph through life. I think that's just, like, how time works. But it's more about the pressure and taking the pressure to change away rather than the actual action of changing. Mm-hmm. Because you should always be changing. That's how life works. Mm-hmm. And on long term, like, you should be growing up.
Or not no even matter necessarily what you that are. You need to be changing yourself and who you are, but you can be changing your life. Like, in the sense that
it's not changes, yeah. It's just natural movement. Like, if in your life you are going to move around and be different types of people in different places, even if you're maybe not physically, but that's just how life works.
Mm-hmm.
So you move with that. But if you're not actively, if you don't have something, I feel like another thing on social media, or if you listen to a lot of, like, self-help type podcasts or read books like that or consume media like that, everyone, it seems, is always has some single tangible goal or thing that they're trying to change, so there's a lot of pressure for you to find that within yourself. But I think that is complete bullshit. You can absolutely have singular, tangible, you know, things, but you don't have to. I don't know. If you sat me down and forced me to make a list of things I want to change about my life, I probably could, but I don't think about that every single day. I still go to the gym every single day.
But you do things that are in alignment
every single
with
day. Yeah, I still positive eat healthy. Things I still cook for yeah. myself. I still clean my room yeah. every single day. I still, you know, make effort with
yeah.
people I like every single day.
Yeah.
I don't do that because I want to accomplish a certain thing, because I want to accomplish a certain physical goal, because I want to accomplish a certain, like,
right here, right now,
nutritional health goal, because I want to accomplish certain levels of friendship or certain, like, job or school achievements. I don't have singular goals necessarily, but I know kind of the direction. I know the type of person I like being, and so that's why I do those things, not because I have a certain goal. So yeah, I'm still, like, changing, evolving, working towards something, working in general, maybe not, you can even take the towards out, just working in general, because that's what I like to do, that's who I like to be, that's how people are. I don't feel the need to do that or feel the negative pressure to do that. And I think that's like a growth factor right there. That's the important part. So self-love, because that's the episode we're talking about today, is important with that, because if you have foundational self-love in the kind of neutral state like I was talking about, of course, if it's radical, you're going to be a little bit like, I'm so obsessed with my, like, that's a fun feeling, being like, oh my God, I'm the best person ever. Like, I'm so, like, in a not insane way, but just like, you know, you have days where you're like feeling yourself, and then you do everything you want to do. You go crazy with like accomplishments and high energy, but it's not like that every single day. Having a foundational level of self-love, even if it's neutral and calm, you're going to do all the things you want to do in, you know, put effort into things in ways that you want to do, just because that's what you do. That's what you do for yourself because you enjoy it.
Mm.
Because you have that level of self-love.
Like, well, that's what it is. Core. That core level of self-love that just has you doing those good things for the pure fact that, like, you enjoy feeling good. You enjoy doing good for yourself. You enjoy putting yourself, like, on that positive path without the pressure of, I need to change right this second. I need to change this. I need to do that. But I think
that, after, like, a certain point of intention, it becomes a part of who you are.
Yeah.
Like, I don't wake up every day and I'm like, it's my one purpose today, it's my intention right now to work out and blah, 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 do all the things I like doing in the day and accomplish all the things
because I
like doing
the day. Because I have to change this.
Of course, I do it in a positive way. Of course, I do it in like an energized, motivated way, because that comes from the foundation of, this is what I want to do, this is who I like being when I accomplish these things, the self-love factor of it. But I don't need the push anymore, because I've done the push so many times that it's just natural. And maybe the push is there and I don't even notice it. But once you, if you're starting, you can give yourself the push and kind of like motivate yourself, almost force yourself, convince yourself into that level of self-love, or doing things that you maybe want to do to get there or be the type of person you want to be. But after a while, just like self-love, it'll become a part of your foundation.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Again, thinking that self-love is your self-worth, the way that you value yourself. And that naturally means that you want to do the best things for yourself. Not because doing those best things means that you're going to change yourself because you need to change yourself, but because doing those best things are what puts your life in alignment, are what make you feel your best, are like those higher things that you just know that you deserve to do and you deserve to have because you have this high level of self-worth. So that's kind of where the line of, like, you don't need to change, but with that level of self-love, you are consistently evolving naturally. You are changing, but you don't feel the pressure of, I need to change this now because I'm not good enough now. You know that you are always enough in the moment that you are in, but because of those acts of self-love, because of the way that you value yourself, you just are naturally always moving towards better things. And also, you're able to handle the not so great things that come along the path as well, because not everything is a positive linear motion whatsoever. But with that deeper level of self-love, you can be more accepting of those negative things. And that is like a huge thing that I've personally grown on this past year, is relieving the pressure that everything has to be perfect and improving and going well all the time, and being able to handle those negative things and those negative times a little bit better. That is a huge piece of self-love as well. So self-care versus self-love, that's kind of how we've defined them a bit differently. But self-care can help you build self-love, because I think when you're putting more focus on yourself and you're spending more time with yourself, then it helps you develop that self-love. So those self-care acts are not like worthless at all. They're absolutely things that we love doing and should be included in your life, but maybe less in the sense of like doing self-care to mask things without the general level of self-love. Those self-care things can help you build that baseline of self-love, but if done without working towards genuine self-love or without having genuine self-love, then I think that they're kind of just band-aids. Something else is that some things, other than maybe your traditional like softer self-care things, can really fall under the category of both. And I think that that's like where working out and eating a good meal, like nutrition, go as well.
I always say that as examples because I swear to God, that's such a big, like, I love it. I just do.
Nutrition and fitness.
I love eating good food. It tastes good, it makes you feel good, and it makes you feel good. And it just is. Oh, I have frozen grapes in the freezer. I'm so excited.
Oh, that sounds good.
I went to eat them for breakfast, and they were a little bit mushy, and I said, let me just freeze them up. Anyway, and I love working out because, number one, it's fun. Number two, it makes you feel good. Number two, it makes you look good. It makes you feel good about how you look.
Mm-hmm.
And number three, it's good for your health.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone always is like, health, blah, 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 blah. I'm sorry. Everyone's like, oh, you're healthy? Yeah, I am. And what about it?
But that doesn't mean that we're not having a Christmas cookie and
I dropped $50 at the grocery store on cookie dough. I got candy cane, I got hot chocolate, I got frosting to ice the cookies if people want to ice their cookies, and sprinkles. I got cookie dough. Oh, I got
candy. But that's the thing. Both of those things can be true at the same time, and both of those things can be rooted in self-love, and both of those things can be viewed as self-care. Like, self-care can look like eating a really good, nutritious meal, because that is rooted in self-love, because you want to put the best things in your body, and because it tastes good, and because
it makes you feel good.
It's self-care in the moment. And it can also be making Christmas cookies with your friends, because that is something that is just like a wholesome, enjoyable moment for yourself. Like,
sometimes
it can be both
I
of
guess
those
this
things.
Could go into like next week's episode. I guess we've locked it down for next week of like living differently than your friends or people around you. But I feel like there's, if you're healthy, like I said, some people, or if you put effort into being healthy, it's almost like frowned upon.
Sometimes, yeah.
Sometimes it's frowned upon. It's like, what in the world? Sorry, I enjoy being physically, mentally healthy. That's the baseline. That's like how you're supposed to be. There's nothing negative about it. And I am going to eat a shit ton of cookie dough tonight. Raw, if you will.
Oh.
So, thank you.
I actually thought about that too. Raw cookie dough is like the best.
It's fire.
I opened up a question box on my Instagram asking for questions about self-love and self-care. So let me see what you guys are wondering about for us. This is so interesting. Somebody asked, if I don't like how my body type looks on others, how can I feel confident in myself?
Number one, confidence is the one thing I will allow you to separate from yourself. Confidence is an energy. It's a mindset. Some would argue it's a choice. You can separate you aren't confident because of how you look.
You aren't confident,
you are confident
because
you are confident, and then when you are confident, how you look decreases in value because you are confident, which makes you look happier, which makes your non-physical features come to the forefront of how people see you, and the physical features are kind of an afterthought.
Yeah.
Confidence has nothing to do with how you look. confidence can
or it's not directly tied to how you look. Yeah. You can have a conventionally perfect body and have super low confidence.
And in the same frame, if you have a perfect body but you are so unconfident, your value of your body is gonna change because you're presenting that to other people. You're telling other people how they should see you. And if you tell other people that you are unconfident and you don't like your body, they're gonna see you all encompassing as unconfident. Whereas if you present yourself as confident, as I love myself,
then what's not to believe about that?
Because truly, the actual like physicality of your body is not right or wrong, but how you think about it makes it right or wrong. And how you present that to other people makes them view it as whatever you want them to.
Mm.
Like, you kind of create your own reality in other people's heads. But also, other people's impressions of you don't care.
Also, don't care. The judgments that we put on other people become rules that we then have to live by ourselves. So, try as much as you can to not be judgmental of other people, or to make that less of like a habit in your mind to constantly like judge somebody else's body. Because if you're doing that, then it's placing more worth in the value of a body in general. So then you're going to nitpick your own body more, you know? Like, if you are always judging somebody else's body, and maybe you're judging them for things that you see in yourself too, then you're self-sabotaging for yourself, because that just becomes a rule that then you don't live up to in your head as well, if you're saying that this person doesn't live up to it. And then another question is how to better yourself while also living where you are now. I feel like we really touched on that in the episode, honestly.
We did also talk about that in the episode. Also, listen to episode, it's not numbered, but it's titled, You Don't Need to Change. Mm-hmm. You can, it's a whole idea of, you should be living with yourself, whether you are actively changing, intentionally growing, or not, you should be happy with where you are in the moment, regardless.
I think how to better love yourself, or how to better yourself while also living where you are now, is literally how I see self-love in my head. Because self-love, you accept unconditionally where you are now, but you also are just doing these actions out of self-love that put you on the path for consistent growth, and that put you in a path where opportunities are going to come to you. So it means that like you're happy with where you are now. Those things don't have to be mutually exclusive. Being happy with where you are and growth, being happy with where you are can propel you into growth, because you just know that you deserve to do the best things for yourself, and that puts you in line for opportunities and chances and changes and all of these things.
They're definitely never mutually exclusive.
Mm-mm.
Because you can never change where you are in this moment in the second. You can change where you will be in the next time frame, but you can't change where you are when you start. So you have to accept that in order to move forward.
Mm-hmm. All right. And with that, we hope you guys enjoyed this episode. If you aren't already, follow the show wherever you listen. Give it a rating on Spotify and Apple. That truly means so much to us. And you can follow each of us personally on Instagram at Caroline Kanine,
at I'm Catherine Kanine, and at Girls with Goals Pod everywhere.
You can also find the merch linked below in the show notes. And I think that I'm going to do a mini episode later this week of like
Let's talk about Podmas, because someone asked today if we were doing Podmas.
Well, we haven't really decided. We haven't ourselves. Even talked okay, about but it. First, let me say this that I'm doing. I'm going to start every month, once a month, doing a mini episode of like reflecting on the past month, like a mini solo episode, reflecting, kind of goal setting, or just like thinking about the month ahead, so that we can just like do that together and have that kind of monthly checkpoint. I think that'd be really nice for me and for you guys. So I'm gonna do the first one this week, so that'll be out in a few days. And we love you guys. We're so appreciative of you, and we will see you next Monday.
Bye.
Hey y'all, Darius Rucker here. You know, a lot of people ask me, what inspires your music?
And one of the big things is a strong sense of place. That's why I love my home state of South Carolina and want to share the awesome things it has to offer. From the beautiful mountains down to the sunny coast, it's got it all. Not to mention two of my personal favorites, great golf and amazing food. Come see why I love this place. Visit DiscoverSouthCarolina.com.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.